Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about somebody who's been an influence in my life since he started rapping. We're going to talk about somebody who's been an influence in a lot of rappers' lives and who we have all considered one of our goats, but now he's being questioned. If you ain't got it by now and you can't read the title, we're talking about Eminem, Slim Shady. Let me light my thing. Sour Diesel. Anyways, so I guess I'm going to start with Eminem, stoners. All right. Now, I'm going to start by saying this. This may be somewhat of a biased podcast. I have no problem saying that. The reason being because I am an Eminem fan. I'm not an Eminem stan. I am an Eminem fan, you know. And by the sensible meaning of the word, not because of the real meaning of the word. By real meaning, I mean fan means fanatic. You know, somebody who's fanatically interested into somebody, who goes the craziest for this person. I'm just a regular fan. I love his music, okay? Now, a while back, the question was asked to Large and More, a great rapper who was a part of a great group called Brand Nubian. And they asked him, are white people a guest in hip hop? And he said, yes. Totally plausible. But then they asked, well, what about Eminem? Is he a guest? And he said, of course he's a guest. Now, Eminem and a few other people don't really like this. And Vlad and Large Amar, we'll talk about Vlad in the next segment of this Stoner Talk. Vlad and Large Amar, they trying to paint the narrative as if Eminem is mad about the situation, and why doesn't he just accept that he's just a guest in the house of hip hop? And I have a few reasons why. Now, stoners, let's look at it like this. Eminem has been around since the late 90s, 98, 99, when he came out with his first album. Every single album he has put out since then until now has either went gold or platinum. He had a couple in there that went diamond. Okay. He is the inspiration and the reason we have artists like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent, The Game, Kid Cudi. Artists such as that, you know. I can probably go on. I can probably research more, but I'm more than sure there's a lot of artists who was inspired by Eminem's greatness. Okay. So in other words, what I'm saying, stoners, is Eminem has contributed to the house that he was once a guest in. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the unfortunate thing of living with somebody and being a guest in somebody's house, but once you start contributing, depending on how much you contribute and what you contribute to, depends on your level of stability at said house. In other words, saying, let's say I move into your house, right, stoners? And the first thing I say, hey, I'm going to go ahead on and pay the cable bill, you know what I'm saying? So y'all don't have to worry about that. I knock that out every month for y'all. That would be considered my first album. Now, we all get a first album, right? It's nice to see that. It's cool. It was straight. Thank you. But it wasn't needed. It was greatly appreciated because it was entertaining, such as the cable bill. But it wasn't needed. Okay? So his first album comes out. That goes platinum. He's paying the cable bill in the house of hip hop. With his second album, the Marshall Mathers LP, that went diamond, he explained why he's so angry, why he's on these pills, why he feels the way he feels. There was no bling bling. There was no, I got big cars, nice things, and Grammys, and I'm selling all this, even though he could have spoken on that, but he didn't. He let you know why his first album was the way it was. That album called the Marshall Mathers LP. It went diamond. So that album is the equivalence of saying, you know what? Don't worry about the bills. I got electric. I got the water. I got the trash. I got all those bills. Don't worry about it. Just pay the mortgage. So now I'm contributing to what's needed. I'm making sure this house of hip hop stands tall. I am not, I'm speaking to myself as I'm Eminem. I am not one of the most popular and most charismatic and most talked about rappers of the year in any genre of music. Hip hop is being talked about because of me. Not only that, stoners, I'm also going to give you things like 50 Cent, The Game, G-Unit, D12, you know, Crooked Eye, all of these people. And unbeknownst to me, I'm also inspiring other people to do well in the house of hip hop. J. Cole's, Kendrick Lamar. I mention those people because they have actually said those words out of their mouth. Inspiration was Eminem, Hobson. You know, people like that. So now, at that moment only, now that I'm paying the bills in here and paying them for a very long time, I am no longer just a guest. At that moment, I am no longer a guest in this house. I have a room. My name is on some bills. I have a key. I can come and go as I please. I can now use the adjectives mine instead of yours or the house. I can say I'm going home instead of I'm saying I'm going to the house, because now I contribute. I'm not only taking away the shelter and the niceness and just the greatness of being in the house of hip hop, I'm also giving back to it now. You know, because I'm not only just making this money, I'm employing a lot of black people. I don't know if you've seen Eminem's entourage, even the people he hired for other businesses. If you notice, not too many white people make it across that line. He has Shade 4-5. All of the DJs and people who work there, mostly are black or minority or of some type of minority. Y'all like Sway 4-5? What do you think Sway, who you think Sway Boss is? Oh, okay, so not only am I contributing to hip-hop, I'm employing more black people in this great house. Okay, so now I'm not just a guest at this moment. I don't own it, but I'm not just a guest. I live here. This is my house. As well as it's your house, it's my house too. Okay? The Eminem Show. I think the Eminem Show was the culmination of a lot of things, but the Eminem Show comes out, right? Platinum, multi-time platinum. He explains why he explained and then gave you some more of his life. See, he don't do the bling bling, look at me. He gives you his life, and he has done that. At that moment, after the Eminem Show, it was world-renowned that Eminem was one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT of battle rap. Now, I said whole battle rap. Excuse me, stoners. Of rap, of hip-hop. Some say Jay-Z, some say Tupac, some say Biggie, some say Yellow Top. I'm talking about Eminem. Okay? That was the consensus. Because he's had longevity, something that we take for granted in this thing we call hip hop. We look at old rappers as something bad. If they still giving you, if not exactly what they used to, but if they've elevated their skills, why do we care how old they are? Eminem could be 50. If he's still spitting how he's spitting now, and I mean right now, We got a GOAT on our hands, a timeless artist. Singers can put out 1,001 albums and sing to their 65 and nobody says anything as long as that voice is the same. As long as as soon as 10 to 15 years go by, that artist starts getting tweaked. Well, he's not really, I don't know, but think about this. Eminem has been standing for the black people. You know, in all of his music, he explains how he feels. He even said, I'm not the only white person to do hip hop so selfishly and use help and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, that was on the Eminem show. He acknowledges that he's a white man in a black world and he's making money off of it. He acknowledges that and says it in his music. Okay? So he's giving you the recognition. I understand who I am. I understand where I am. And I understand who you are. But he's saying, if you look past my skin color, I can rap better than most. Shouldn't that be the criteria? Not only that I have I pay homage to the people before me. Not only do I employ mostly minority people. My music keeps hip hop dignified. In other words, saying he's not mumbling. He didn't conform when everybody else has. He's still Eminem, just better. That's why I believe Eminem is not a guest in hip hop. That is why I believe Eminem is a permanent resident that has contributed to the culture and the energy of our people. He recognizes who he is and where he comes from and where he's at and who he's around. I don't know too many black rappers or rappers in general that literally said, if you're for Trump, don't buy my albums. How many rappers did a freestyle on BET literally cutting their... He drew the line. Hey, I'm over here with them. If you're over there, don't buy my stuff. And he still sold platinum albums. Eminem has dropped the... excuse me, Stoner. Eminem has dropped this CD out of nowhere called Murdered... Music to be Murdered By. Okay? And... it's a great album, you know. He listens to his fans, you know. But he also said in the beginning, if you listen to Premonition, he tells you exactly how he's feeling about everybody right now. He's answering every question. He doesn't understand why rappers doesn't get credit for having longevity in a game that doesn't even want you to have longevity in it. He doesn't understand how one day I'm the GOAT, but the next minute I'm not. You say you want me to be conscious. I drop Revival. You wondering why I'm so conscious. You know, you put Eminem in a box. He does what you want him to do. And then you wonder why he's in that box. And that's the narrative that Vlad TV and Lord Jamar is trying to paint. And to be honest with you, Stoners, I believe that Vlad TV is more of a guest, way more of a guest in hip hop than Eminem is. I'll explain why after this slight commercial. And we are back, Stoners. All right. Now, shout out Anchor for sponsoring my podcast. Shout out Spotify for showing your boy love. But let's get back to the show. All right. So we left off and I told you I was going to explain to y'all why Vlad TV is more of a guest in hip hop than anybody. Well, if you listen to the first beginning, I talked about how not only did Eminem take, you know, receive what he earned from hip hop, he also gave back. He also made sure that the minorities who started this get their piece of the pie also. And he also recognizes who he is. Vlad TV could never do none of that. You know, it's been the consensus that Vlad TV is the cops. I don't believe he's the cops. I just believe he's doing the police work for them and he just really don't care. Because he stands behind that. Well, you know, I asked the question because it's public information, you know. And they can always say no comment if they want to say no comment. But you're not talking to please don't take this the wrong way. But you're not talking to people who are intellectually ready for that type of warfare. They don't know how to tell a story without implementing themselves in said story. Or they don't know how to get their clout by just saying no comment. You're dealing with people who want likes way more than they want fame and money. And that's the problem, stoners. See, Vlad TV, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he's an ignorant one. He's the guy that literally argued with Aris Spears about child support and how you should pay your child support no matter how much it is. And if you're living in a mansion, then your kids should live in a mansion, which is totally ridiculous. But at the end of the conversation, not really the end of the conversation, what ended the conversation was Aris Spears asked him, wait a minute. You was never on child support before? Because he slipped out and said it. He said, well, I've never been on child support, but I'm just saying. And Aris Spears was like, well, why are we having this conversation? How can you tell me about something you have never been a part of? He had to redact everything he said. He's one of those interviewers who, yes, you are a guest in hip hop, and he has acknowledged that about himself. I give you that. But you're trying to say you and Eminem are on the same level of where y'all stay at in the house of hip hop, and you're totally wrong, sir. Where Eminem is penthouse suite, all the way at the top, you need a special code to get there. Sir, to be honest with you, in the house of hip hop, you are on the couch right by the front door, so you're awake and every time somebody walks in. You are the most unwelcome guest in a house that I've known in a minute, and have the nerve to talk about somebody who's paying the bills and you're not paying nothing. There is a certain thing called contributing to hip hop. Now, yes, you give a few people platform to speak how they want to speak. Great. But what has Vlad TV really done for the culture of hip hop? Who has he really put on? You know what I'm saying, stoners? Who has he really done this for? Nothing. He don't pay nobody for these quote unquote interviews. Not everybody gets paid. Certain people, the most important people to him who he really wants to interview with, but not everybody gets paid. So you're not making money. All you're getting is your little bit of clout and your little bit of fame. He's not contributing back to hip hop. His interviews and videos don't help anybody. All they do, and especially now, because he's one of those interviewers that like to talk way more than the person he's interviewing. He wants to get his opinion out there and then talk about it with everybody else. And I don't really dig that. Think about this, stoner. Somebody who has been messing with Vlad TV for a very long time, Joe Budden and Charlamagne Tha God, and they both said, nah, we can't mess with him. Charlamagne Tha God still claims to be Vlad's man, but refuses to do an interview. Do you really wonder why? This is a man who's Charlamagne Tha God is right now is one of those guys who's on a mission for the black man about mental health and just being right and doing the right things, making the right decisions. So you think he's not going to practice what he preaches? Being on Vlad, Charlamagne Tha God said it on a Joe Budden podcast. He stopped doing the Vlad interviews because he seen what Vlad was doing and where he was going with these interviews. He didn't want no part of it. Now, he didn't exactly say what it was, but I think we all can see. You're using the lives of people to forward your channel. You have so many opinions on people that you shouldn't have opinions on. I'm talking to Vlad TV. You know, you talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. You're so quick to throw up that video of his girlfriend reading a letter every few minutes on a video, and it just sucks. And you have such a great opinion about everything. And I was watching Nick Cannon video not too long ago, and I apologize, Stoners, if it seems like I'm talking straight to him, but I kind of am, especially if he's listening. And I listened to the Nick Cannon thing, and you're talking about, when you talked about Tekashi, well, I would never tell on my friends. Well, what if your friends kidnapped you, tried to kill you, and one of them allegedly fucked your baby mama? Then what are you going to do? You got 47 years. You going to hold them down? The guys that tried to kidnap you, murder you, extort you, and fuck your baby mama? You going to hold them down? That's the same thing he asked. Nick Cannon asked him. He said, well, I guess so. I guess so. See, Vlad just speaks out of his mouth. He gives you the rope, and he just lets you string it out as much as you want until you hang yourself. And then all he can say is, well, I'm just an interviewer. You could say no comment. You know, you don't have to answer the question. But if you don't answer the question, you don't give him what he wants, your video might not even get posted. You know. it's all entertainment with Vlad. You know, and I know it sounds like I'm hating on the man. I'm really not. But when you, Vlad TV, compare yourself to the status of Eminem in this house of hip hop, you need to be checked, sir. You've been talking about Eminem and Tekashi 6ix9ine for the very longest, like literally for almost a year now, with every single one of your guests. Why? Not all of them have ties to this type of situation. But you bring it up to everybody. He's not helping the culture. He just found his way in the house. And anybody ever seen Half Baked? You know who Vlad is? If this is the house of hip hop, Vlad on Half Baked, Vlad is that guy on the couch who stays asleep and nobody knows who the fuck friend that is. He's just there. You know, he don't make too much of a wave. But when he does, it's like, man, who is this nigga? We start asking around, and you know what I'm saying? Listen, stoners, I can go on about Vlad TV and Lord Jamar and how they're trying to paint the narrative, especially Nick Cannon. They're now trying to paint the narrative that not only Eminem is just a guest in the house of hip hop, like he never contributed at all. They're trying to make it seem like he's just a bitch now. They're trying to say that the great Eminem, who have got into multiple fights on camera and off, all of them could be talked about by people that have been talked about, and he talked about them himself. He's also the guy who went to jail for pistol whipping two bouncers, way bigger than, you know, Lord Jamar and Nick Cannon. But all of a sudden, we're supposed to fear Nick Cannon because he's a black belt and he hangs around gangsters and all this other good stuff. Like, they're trying to paint the narrative and spin what everybody already knew. Nick Cannon, you're the good Nickelodeon guy. You know, Lord Jamar, you were great back in the 80s, but this is a new time. Vlad, you're just an interviewer, and Eminem is the crazy white boy who's calmed down. That has been the consensus, but now they're trying to switch it. You know, Vlad is now a hierarchy in the house of hip-hop if you let him and Lord Jamar tell it. Nick Cannon is the greatest gangster in the world, and you don't really want to mess with him, and Eminem better shut his mouth if you let Nick Cannon tell it. Stoners, we are being bamboozled. We are being fooled. Eminem is a goat of hip hop. One of our ambassadors. Somebody who has inspired. Somebody who has taught people to not only be great, but always elevate your skill. Who has shown us that you can have longevity in such a state as hip hop, where it's not really known that much. You can have longevity and still be popular. He's teaching us that. When mumble rap was about to take over the world, now you got to have lyrics. You got to have skills. Y'all almost had it, but Eminem and a couple of others also, but Eminem mostly showed that it takes lyrical skill to get where he at, not just a couple of beats and some foot taps. He is one of our, you know, clergies of hip-hop, one of the high ministers of hip-hop, along with Biggie and Tupac and Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. You know, these are gods of hip-hop. If Mount Olympus was hip-hop, they would be up there. Eminem would probably be Hades, god of war, because he's always at war, we either with himself, the fans, or just other industry people. But he would be the god of war. And now y'all trying to tell me that Hades is not a god? He don't belong on Mount Olympus, even though out of all the gods that we have, he's the only one that had to prove himself and has proved himself. Name a goat who you consider a goat. What do they have or have completed or have accomplished that Eminem has not? You can't name one rapper, I don't care who it is, that has done more for the culture, for the people, for themselves, and for hip-hop, and that is still popular to this day more than Eminem. Eminem either has just as much or a little bit more. He has earned his spot, and I think it's a terrible shame that Vlad TV, Lord Jamar, and Nick Cannon are trying to paint this narrative that Eminem is not only a bitch, he is not a goat, he's not good, and we should just forget about him. It won't happen. Vlad, you are a guest in hip-hop, and an unwelcomed one at that. Lord Jamar, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I looked you up for this podcast, but honestly, I didn't know who you are until I seen you on Vlad TV. I've never heard a Brand Nubian, and I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 85, raised in the 90s. I've never heard of Brand Nubian, and I've never heard of you, okay? That's not to diss you or anything like that. I'm just letting you know where you stand at with me, you know? And Vlad, if you want to be just Vlad behind the camera, you need to stop talking so much. Y'all don't even have conversations about the situation at hand. Y'all have conversations about Vlad's opinions. Vlad throws the question out there, gives his opinion, and then they talk about Vlad's opinion, not the actual conversation. But he still gets to hide behind, I'm just an interviewer. I think Vlad is an unwelcome guest in hip-hop. Eminem is not only not a guest, he is a permanent resident with a suite and a key. And I think we need to stop that. Okay, stoners? Eminem is a GOAT. You can't take away what he has done. Please follow me on all my social medias. That's Mr. Super Duper BC. MrSupaDupaBC. Also, follow me on YouTube over there. It's called Stoner Talk, same as the podcast. I also have started another podcast that is available wherever you look. It's called Stoner Being Blunt. I give you 15 minutes of my rant and raving about different things that I don't like and might like and sometimes like. I don't know, but you know I go good. Please, y'all, don't forget who you are. Don't let nobody change the narrative of who you are. Keep being who you are. If you're the best, be the best. If you're not the best, get better. Eminem is a GOAT. Let's leave it at that. All right? Stoners unite!